Hey there, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something that's seriously blowing up right now: the future of education. And I'm not just talking about, like, what's the latest tech they're putting in classrooms. No, I mean your education, the kind that never really stops.
Yeah, what's so cool is this whole idea that, like, you get your education, right? You get your piece of paper, and then you're done. That's totally changing.
Right. It's like graduation isn't the finish line anymore. It's more like, I don't know, it's like the starting line of a much longer race. And you've shared some fascinating research with us about this whole thing. So give us the rundown.
Absolutely. So think of it this way, okay? Remember building with Legos?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You could build like a little car or something, or you could take those same pieces and combine them with other ones, make something way
Yeah.
bigger, more complex, right?
Totally.
That's kind of what's happening with education right now. We're moving toward these shorter, more focused learning modules. It's like collecting educational Lego blocks, basically, that you can then use to build your dream career, whatever that may be.
Okay, so instead of one massive diploma, you're building your own, like, custom skill set. I like that. But how does that actually work in the real world?
Okay, so imagine this. You've been like totally crushing it with a side hustle, right? Graphic design, right? You've got the experience, you've got the portfolio, you've got all that. But maybe you don't have that official piece of paper. Now imagine a university saying, "Hey, we see those skills, let's validate them." They could like assess your existing abilities, maybe have you take like one or two targeted courses, and bam, you've got a university certified credential to go with your real world experience.
That is seriously cool. So you're not stuck in a classroom for like 4 years. You can build your skills in a way that, fits your life and then actually get recognition for that.
Exactly. And it's not even just about individual courses, right? The source material, it actually calls these smaller modules like stackable credentials because you can actually combine them into larger qualifications.
Oh, interesting.
Like, let's say you take that graphic design certification, right? Then you do another one, maybe in marketing, then maybe you do another one, I don't know, in project management.
So you could stack those together and be like, boom, now I've got a diploma or even a degree in, say, digital marketing.
Exactly. It's like you're building your own personalized education, like roadmap, you know. This approach gives you so much more control, flexibility.
This all sounds amazing, but I have to ask, with all these like individual pieces, what happens to the traditional university? Are campuses just going to turn into like ghost towns?
That's a question a lot of people are asking. And the answer is, I think, really interesting because instead of just like handing out degrees, universities are going to have to adapt and become more like, I don't know, almost like mentors, facilitators.
Interesting.
Picture them as like hubs connecting students with businesses, with professional organizations,
It's like
right?
a networking hub for your brain. You go there not just for classes, but for like guidance, connections, and just to figure out how to even navigate this whole new world of education, right?
You got it. And this is where I think things get really interesting because universities might even start like specializing in assessing those skills you've learned elsewhere.
Okay, so instead of spending 4 years in a lecture hall, you could spend that time gaining real-world experience and then have a university officially recognize that expertise.
Precisely. And this isn't some, far-off fantasy. We're already seeing signs of this shift, particularly in Germany, where they have these things called dual study programs. Basically, blend work and academics, and they're becoming super popular over there.
So we're already seeing this like new model of education kind of popping up around the world, which is exciting. But I also have to imagine this kind of like massive shift. It's got to come with some,
The growing pains, right? Oh, absolutely. I mean, like any major change, this new educational paradigm, it has its own, its own set of challenges. And I think one of the biggest ones is how do we make sure that everyone has like equal access to these flexible learning pathways, right? Because it's like any opportunity, if not everyone has a fair shot, it can actually end up widening those, those existing social and economic gaps.
Yeah, that's a really crucial point. Just because these new options are like out there, it doesn't mean that everyone can just automatically take advantage of them.
Exactly. Think about it. Access to technology, right? Financial resources to like pay for courses, even just the time to dedicate to learning. Those can all be major barriers for some people.
Yeah, for sure.
So we need to make sure that this system doesn't end up leaving anyone behind.
So it's not just about like creating these new paths, but it's making sure that those paths are actually like within reach for everyone.
What about navigating all these choices? Because that seems like it could get overwhelming pretty fast.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's another big challenge. I mean, it's like walking into a restaurant with a like 100-page menu, right?
Right.
You might be excited about all the options, but you're also probably going to be totally paralyzed, like trying to figure out where to start.
Yeah, exactly. I want the learning buffet, but I don't want to end up with a plate full of courses that don't actually like get me anywhere.
Right. And that's why I think, guidance is going to be so important in this new landscape, Universities, governments, even employers, they all have a role to play in helping people navigate this.
Imagine like having a clear roadmap, right? That shows you how those stackable credentials could actually lead to like recognized qualifications or even promotions in your field
Right, it's
where
like having a personalized GPS for your career, guiding you through all the like educational options and showing you like the most efficient route to get to your destination.
I like that analogy. That's a good one. And speaking of GPS, there are actually some pretty cool technological solutions that are like emerging to help with this very challenge.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
Well, think about like AI-powered learning platforms and personalized learning assistants.
Okay.
Imagine having a like digital mentor, right? That not only like analyzes your skills and interests, but also keeps track of all the latest courses and certifications out there. You tell it your goals, and it recommends like a personalized learning pathway for you, almost like a curated curriculum just for you.
So instead of like me going on, Coursera or Skillshare or whatever and just like scrolling for hours, you've got this personalized AI guide that's like, hey, based on what you want to achieve, these three courses would be perfect for you right now.
That's the idea. And these AI tools can also like track your progress as you go. They can identify areas where you might need extra support. They can even connect you with like relevant mentors or online learning communities.
Technology can actually help make this whole experience more like human by providing that personalized guidance and support.
Exactly. And another really positive development I'm seeing is this growing emphasis on like lifelong learning in the workplace.
Yeah.
Companies are starting to realize that investing in their employees' skills, it's not just good for the employees, it's good for everyone.
Right. It's not just about what you knew, like the day you got the job. It's about, constantly growing and adapting while you're there.
Precisely. And so we're seeing more and more companies offering their employees, access to online learning platforms, tuition reimbursement programs, opportunities to participate in, like, internal training and development workshops, that kind of thing.
So the lines between like work and education are getting blurrier, but in a good way. You're constantly learning and applying new skills, which, keeps things interesting.
Exactly. It creates this like much more dynamic learning environment where individuals can constantly, evolve and stay ahead of the curve.
So we've been talking about this, this big shift in education where learning becomes this like ongoing choose your own adventure kind of thing, which is really exciting. But I'm sure some of our listeners right now are thinking like, okay, that's all well and good, but where do I even begin?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that, everyone's kind of grappling with in this new world, right? And I think the important thing to remember is that, you don't have to have it all figured out perfectly from like day one. It's more about taking those first steps and just being open to the journey,
So what would you say is like the most important first step then?
I always tell people to start with what you've already got. Start with your own interests, right? Like what gets you fired up? What are those topics that, you find yourself losing track of time with?
Yeah, so often I think those passions we have outside of work, right? Those hobbies, those side projects we do, they already hold like clues to skills we could be developing.
Exactly. Let's say you love to garden, right? Maybe you start like digging into some online courses about, I don't know, sustainable agriculture or permaculture design. Or maybe you're a whiz at organizing events for your friends, right? Project management certifications could be right up your alley.
It's about like connecting the dots between what you naturally enjoy doing and like what the world actually needs.
Precisely. And another thing I'd say is, don't limit yourself to just one path. Experiment. Take a few free online courses. Attend a workshop. Maybe even like volunteer for a project that uses some skills you're curious about. You might surprise yourself with what you discover.
It's like we were saying earlier about those like stackable credentials. You can kind of like sample different things without having to commit to like a whole degree program right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, learning isn't just about those like formal credentials either, right?
Yeah.
It's also about seeking out experiences that challenge you and help you grow as a person.
Totally. So don't be afraid to like take on new projects at work or volunteer for a leadership role in your community or even just like start that side hustle you've been dreaming of.
Exactly. I think the more you put yourself out there and embrace new challenges, the more those like those aha moments will kind of like pop up and guide you toward, you know, a future that you're really excited about.
I love that. This has been a really, really fascinating deep dive. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they, you know, as they embark on their own personalized learning adventures?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that the future of education, it really is all about you. It's about taking control of your own learning journey, crafting a unique skill set, and just, you know, constantly evolving. Embrace the unknown, stay curious, and never stop exploring.
I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this like exciting exploration of the future of learning. Until next time, keep those minds hungry and never stop diving deep.